Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Fan.
Hey, Coral.
Yes, sir.
Meatsauce Paul Lambert just said something to me that I need to check to make sure this is true. And maybe you were just, maybe it was hyperbole on your part, Saucy. And forgive me if I was thinking you were being serious. Minneapolis doesn't have the highest amount of strip clubs per capita, does it?
I don't know what per capita means, but it's...
Man, think of how many are downtown.
I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not.
How many are there?
I don't know how many there are. I didn't know that Sheik's was still there.
Well, I was just telling a story about Mitch Berger and having to do with it establishment. I live literally very close to that place. I didn't know. I don't know what it's called. Pardon me?
I wonder why.
Huh. I have not been in there. It wasn't. I honestly didn't know it was open. I thought COVID sidelined it forever.
Yeah, right.
It looks like we have the Spearmint Rhino.
That's the one on.
We all know you.
I don't need my GPS for that.
Or you can just go ahead.
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. Here we go. We got Deja Vu, yeah, which is where Max used to work, right?
Yeah, right.
Spearmint Rhino, Dream Girls.
Wow.
The Seville.
That's where by the ballpark.
Rick's Cabaret.
Yeah, God, they do have a bunch.
Told you.
It says Augie's Bourbon Street. That's a strip club, too?
Augie's. Augie's next to the Gay 90s. Because I go by there all the time, too. I mean, Augie's has been there since the 20s.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the gangsters used to hang out there.
King of Diamonds. But that's not Minneapolis. That's
no, but
Heights,
I
right?
think that's one where you can. I think that might be the only strip club that is booze and full throttle.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wait a minute. That's in. Oh, it's in Inver Grove Heights. Okay. Sneaky Pete's.
I like how everybody got real quiet.
Yeah. Well,
like,
I mean,
we're all like,
I've never heard of any of these.
I'm not. What about the Kitty Cat Club?
Wait,
that's a place.
Did you just say Sneaky Pete's?
Yeah.
I thought that was a bar.
That was
bar.
Nice above it, yes.
Oh, it's a strip club upstairs.
Dream Girls,
yeah.
Is above it.
Is that
really?
Is that right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds strange.
Who just said, is it?
Well, apparently.
all of us got super quiet. Like we're all choir boys all of a sudden.
Well, it's just it's unusual. The strip clubs are there quiet. That many. Most of them are out of towners. The hockey team was accused of going?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Tampa Bay. They were notorious. They had one. They had one club there that was.
Mons Venus.
Oh, you remember that name?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Never been there 13, 14 times. But I really, I mean, naive. I'm yeah. Is it still a thing? I mean, really.
Tampa, they're everywhere in Tampa.
Yeah, my sources say Tampa. They're full of them.
Tampa is
so
unbelievable.
So many. We're Nikki and I, like the condo we had for the month and a half, whatever I was there, we're surrounded by them.
Yeah. Thank God you played for that team. I'm about to win some money.
Hey, you really are.
I am.
Man, yeah, I guess maybe is Seville the one that used to be the one you were talking about? Because it looks pretty fancy. They have like real good
Seville
food and stuff
is
like
the
that.
One by Target Field, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right across the street.
Across
Target Center.
Target Center.
It's a fancy one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what you just said.
Well,
yeah. I just said that, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I would be cool going to a strip club if it was just me.
Yeah.
I get embarrassed when there's other dudes sitting around me.
You don't like eating in front of people.
I don't know why I'm like, I don't like eating in front of people.
Zach.
Dude, you're right. He's right. He's right. I get embarrassed by things like that. I wonder why I'm weird like that. I don't know.
I kind of have a bit of an issue eating in front of people, too.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm just not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's not like you guys think I don't eat.
Interesting topic.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you.
Oh, we were talking Mitch Berger. That's right.
That's why.
Is he?
We all,
he gave
that's
me a
the quietest
tour.
All of us have ever been.
Sure he has.
Yeah.
Man, these girls seem pretty. I'm looking at some of the ladies who are employed there.
Oh, here we go. We lost him.
Well, they have a gallery.
Oh, do they?
They have the lineup on the website?
Yeah, they sure do.
I would not have guessed that strip clubs do that.
Wait a minute. Are they allowed to be topless?
It's a strip club.
It's a strip club.
Right, I mean, but you know what I mean. Do they have to have the thingies on their
You really are looking at pictures.
Are they? They're allowed to be.
I don't.
What do you call those things on the
tassels?
Yeah. Yeah, tassels. They don't have to wear those. I really don't know. I'm asking questions.
I don't know.
And clearly, none of us have the answers.
Do they go bottomless?
I think only the VOO is that.
Correct.
They don't. You can't serve booze.
No, they can't. Correct. They have great Diet Coke, though.
My God, where have you ever been?
Free a few times, man.
You've been free a few times?
Yeah, man.
I don't even know what those words are.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to the website, you get free admission.
Is that right?
But then you still have to pay $20 for the pop.
Okay.
All right, Fan 5.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
All right, we're going to try this.
Oh, boy.
2 hours ago, we went through all three NBA teams.
I heard part of it.
And asked Hawk and Parrish to name the team.
Right.
They got as a team, they got 8 out of the 15. Two hours ago, we went through all 15.
You could do it again?
Let's see if they can beat their own score from 2 hours ago.
You know my memory. You know.
Same players?
Same players. Wow. Same players. Corey. They got 8 out of 15.
I love it,
Corey. 2 hours ago. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No.
The All-NBA first team. Giannis Antetokounmpo plays for?
Milwaukee. Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Yeah, you got that one right.
Final answer?
Yeah, final answer.
That's right.
Thank you.
Luka Doncic.
We got this one right, too, remember?
Yeah, what did you say?
Oh, God.
What did I say?
He was literally just...
Luka, did I say Dallas?
Dallas.
I said Dallas.
Yeah, I like Dallas. Yes,
final answer?
Yep, Dallas. Yep.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
You got both of those right 2 hours ago.
All right, good. Here we go, buddy.
Nikola Jokic. Jokic.
Yeah, remember, that's the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Joker?
Yeah.
The Joker plays...
Anyone that gives him MVPs.
Yeah, was he in Chicago? Is that what they said? Because they were mad at us for not saying? He's the Joker. Remember the Joker?
Yeah.
You guys are funny.
I think we said Chicago.
Yeah, okay.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Final answer?
Yep.
He still plays for Denver.
Yes! He hasn't been traded yet.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You missed that one two hours ago. I'm sorry.
So
far, it's the exact same 3, 2 right, 1 wrong. Jason Tatum, which Parrish thought I was making that name up.
I think they made fun of us with Boston on this one.
Okay. Boston.
I think.
2 hours ago, you got it wrong.
That's right.
Now you got it right.
Yes. Well done.
Jason Tatum plays for the Boston Celtics.
Nice job, Daddy.
This is way more nerve-wracking than the first
time.
The last
one on the first team, Devin Booker.
Oh, no.
Is he the one we were talking about with the Clippers?
No, I think he's the Chicago guy.
He's the Chicago guy?
I think.
Okay.
I know one of them was Chicago. If we say Chicago for everyone, we're going to get one right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that theory.
Okay, Chicago.
Let's run with it.
2 hours ago, he still dated Kendall Jenner, and he still plays for the Phoenix Suns.
Son of a bitch.
Incorrect.
Here's the thing, though, Corey. And I would never tell you how to do anything because you're better at it than I am. Don't say what team they play for. Just say if they're right or wrong because they don't know half these teams. And that gives them ammo.
Steph Curry.
He's right.
This is the All-NBA second team now. Steph Curry.
Golden State.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah, that's right. We got that.
There was confidence in that one. Ja Morant.
All right.
That was the one we just played against.
Yeah. Which was
Memphis.
You guys are doing well.
Yeah.
They were at this point already. They're only one ahead of pace.
Yeah. Kevin Durant.
Brooklyn.
You got that right.
Yeah, we got that right, didn't we?
Brooklyn. Yeah, it's the Islander thing.
Yeah.
6 out of 8. DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, boy. Atlanta? Did we talk about Atlanta?
No, that was the last guy.
That was the last guy.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm going to have to change up the order this time. So you don't remember which one we did last?
That's not fair.
I'm just going to the second. What is
that?
We just did this or something? I mean, come on.
Do you remember?
What was his name again?
DeMar DeRozan.
Do you want to say, do you have anything that comes to mind? Because if you don't, well, I've got one.
There was a couple sons, wasn't there?
Twins.
I honestly...
You want to say Phoenix? Say Phoenix if you want.
Phoenix.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Should have kept saying Chicago.
I know. Damn it. God, I swear to you.
He played for the
Bulls. I almost was going to say that. Son of a bitch.
Joel Embiid.
We figured this one out.
What did we figure out?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember it was blue.
Blue Sixers.
The Sixers.
Final answer?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah!
There you go.
Good job, Danny.
All right, you have seven of the ten. Here's the third team. Trae Young.
Oh.
This one,
Trey Young.
Say the Suns.
But you want to say the Suns?
I don't know. I want to say the Suns for the rest of them.
Say the Suns.
Suns.
Final answer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang it. Who was it?
Incorrect. He plays for the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, that was the one. That was an instant of familiar. That was the last one, wasn't it?
The last one.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Wolves.
Minnesota.
That's right.
Thank you.
LeBron James.
Lakers.
All right.
That's right.
Thank you.
Chris Paul.
You got this one wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was the Suns. I think.
You could be right.
I think I said Clippers, and they made fun of us because he played for the Clippers.
You're right.
Am I right?
You're right.
All right, we're going Suns.
Suns.
That's right.
Yeah!
Last but not least.
We retain information.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You have 10.
Oh, man, we're
10 out of 14.
We're good at this, buddy. Boy. We're good at it.
Pascal Siakam.
Remember this guy?
Yeah, he plays for Spain.
He should. In the Olympics.
For Spain?
they don't know this team is a thing.
Toronto.
Yeah, that you know.
You gave it away.
Yep.
Sorry.
Max for doing the same thing.
Sorry, my fault.
You got 11 out of the 15. That's better than eight.
Right.
You improved by three. Well done.
That was way more nerve-wracking than doing it the first time. There was all sudden expectations.
The Twins won 2 rip over the Tigers. The Mavs won 119. The Mavs won 119 over the Warriors. Who plays for the Mavs? Who's the star for the Mavs?
The tall guy.
The
Doncic.
We'll take that.
That's great.
Yeah,
close.
That's right? Good.
Yeah. 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 That's going, Marky.
Oilers 5-3 over the Flames. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl up 3-1 over Calgary.
I love the name Leon.
Rangers 4-1 over the Hurricanes. Oh, that series is tied at 2.
Who did by now?
Yes.
Yep. Rangers.
The Rangers, yeah. No, I mean, Shesterkin and the Rangers, after being down 3-1 to Pittsburgh, they're legit. Shesterkin, the goaltender, is up for the MVP. Mm-hmm. Will win the Vezina Trophy, the best goalie of the year, obviously, because, well, he's the only goalie up for the MVP. They've been playing great. Carolina, there's a lot of people that have Carolina picked, that they think this is the year that they're going to finally kind of upset everybody. But they have to find a way to win a single game on the road to do that, mm-hmm. and they have not been able to. So I'm guessing this game's going to go 7, and Carolina will find a way to win it.
Headlines next. More of the Power Trip Morning Show.
The Fan.
Here's something fun for you. And it's weird because we were just talking about this yesterday. Maybe that's why Zacho brought it up. I'm not sure. But Google Street View is 15 years old.
Larry Page had a kind of crazy idea about producing almost an immersive visual panoramic map of the world where people could go and visit places they'd never seen before, but from their own living room or something. Fast forward another 15 years, and here we are. We've driven, about 10 million miles with the cars. We've covered every continent. We've published in 102 countries. You can climb a mountain. You can dive underwater. You can visit Antarctica. And all of that from the comfort of your home.
Was that what we were looking at yesterday, Zacho?
It sounds like it.
Yeah, remember now, Google Street View. Remember you and I were in here and you were showing me something or other? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
The sphere?
What?
He wasn't listening. He was walking through the hallway.
I heard like only the second half.
Oh, I thought that's why you ran in here.
No.
All right, never mind then. We're talking about Google Street View being 15 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it really 15?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's was that the coolest thing you've ever seen at that time?
Yeah, at first.
It was.
I remember now and again you'd see one of the cars driving around, you know? And I wonder, do they still do it? I guess they still have to do it, right?
Yeah, they do it. I saw one.
Yeah, maybe.
I think just last year driving around. And then. There was actually, I was up in St. Cloud about 5-6 years ago. Bing has an equivalent.
Right. Chandler?
Yes.
And are you serious, Clark?
It was driving around St. Cloud. I ended up taking a left, and I followed it for a little while. And then, like, 3 months later, I found my car, myself.
God, you need help.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. You actually found a picture of yourself following the Google View car.
Yep.
What a big moment for you, Zach.
It was great.
That is pretty neat, buddy.
I'm proud of you,
That's
Daddy.
That's pretty neat. That may make the headlines.
Right.
I'm not sure. It
Were
might.
You doing headlines?
I don't think that it's going to make.
Parrish is so pumped
news?
He left.
Now it's time for
headlines.
Presented by Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains.
Wendy's may finally be debuting a strawberry frosty in the United States sometime this summer. It had a limited run in Canada this year. Of course, they have chocolate, they have vanilla. It sounds like Wendy's going with strawberry frosties at some point this summer.
I'd try that.
They should try mint.
Okay, I'll let them know, buddy. Yeah. You know, I wish that, though, that the frosty machine wasn't always down when I went to Wendy's. Sorry, man.
Is the frosty machine's
not working. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, it's just not fair.
I got my
Frosties are so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Last night, I was, as I said earlier, up from Can't See to Can't See, and I was tired. Mm-hmm. And I went to Culver's and got myself a single scoop of ice cream with some sprinkles on it.
Oh, it sounds
and
so,
it made me so,
so
much
good.
Happier.
Yeah.
Duh.
Ice cream makes everybody happy.
I just fed that part of me that was depressed.
You don't like
That's
ice cream.
What
yes.
I do.
It's important.
I'll try this
that.
Then.
The exact same thing with ice
word
cream.
Is, later this year, Doritos, Cheetos, and Sun Chip Minis are coming out.
Not a bad idea.
Sun Chip Minis.
So they're all going to be miniature versions. So small Doritos, small Cheetos, small Sun Chips.
You know how is that I make just those?
Go ahead.
I just sit on the bag. Just crushes them right up.
Speaking of just sitting on it, a team of researchers have found that the medical benefits of a woman using a vibrator are so strong, it warrants doctors prescribing them to female patients on a regular basis. I smell lawsuits.
That's not what I smell.
Oh, my God. Rosie, don't look at me. I didn't say it.
Think about this. You know there's going to be a story where some gal comes in with like a rotator cuff injury and goes like, I can't move my shoulder. And some creep's just going to go, try a vibrator.
Right.
Take two of these and call me in the morning.
That's a creepy voice.
Actually, start with taking.
That's a very creepy voice.
You know my doctor, it sounds
start
like.
Start with taking one. And then if you're a real freak, take two and call me in the morning.
Wow. Isn't that weird?
I mean, what's wrong with people?
Nothing's wrong with them. Let them vibrate.
Yeah, let them vibrate. Yeah.
You got to get the poison out, man
I
or
say
woman.
This daily.
Hammer away.
I say this daily. I'm going to say it again. I teed that one up for you if anybody wants to say anything.
No, I don't want to get fired.
If you read this, don't guess. Don't ruin it.
Haven't read it.
According to a dude from The Atlantic, he claims he has the exact time you should show up to a party in terms of how many minutes early, late, whatever.
Right.
When should you show up? How many minutes early or how many minutes late? What's the perfect time to show up to a dinner party?
I have the answer, I believe. 25 minutes late.
Whoa, that's late. Way too that late. Is,
no, that's way too late.
A dinner party, not a cocktail hour, an actual dinner party. Like if someone said, be here at 6 o'clock for dinner, you think it's appropriate to walk in at 6:25?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, not for that.
Yep.
If it's an open house, an open invitation, it is hors d'oeuvres, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to be there 25 minutes late no matter what.
Well, yeah. I know you'll leave
open. I was hoping it was about a half hour.
I would say 10 minutes.
Parrish, what do you guess?
I'm hoping about a half hour.
Rosie, you're
that's about what we're normally
10 minutes late. Parrish, you say 30 late?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Even before, I'm with Hawk on this one.
Yeah.
I like that time.
Did you see this?
Thank you.
No.
Go.
He's 15?
You're saying 15? Sauce, you see this?
No, I did not, but I would say... don't be late, but if I had to guess,
don't do it. Be late.
Yeah, don't be late.
Don't do
it. It's rude.
Sorry.
12 minutes.
12 minutes late.
Okay.
12 minutes.
That's very exact. Yeah.
That's like on time, though.
So he says the sweet spot is you can't be the first one there. That's awkward, right? So if you're early, you're screwed. If you're on time, you might be the first one, and that's weird. So he says the rule is 38 minutes.
What? Wow. Yeah, see, that's right. That's right.
I'm sorry.
High five, Marco. High five.
We understand.
We get it.
You know.
We get it.
Let me ask you a question.
Please okay,
if, you're, if you make a reservation at a restaurant.
Four and a half
to your point, Rosie, hang on. If dinner is being served at 6, it's super rude to be 38 minutes late. I think it's like, hey, well, let's all join at 6. Dinner's at 7 or whatever.
That's much different.
Yeah.
Much different. But if
food
you're saying.
Is being served at 6, it is super rude.
Well, it's the same type of thing if you have a 6 o'clock restaurant reservation.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I know people who show up, notoriously show up a half hour late.
Okay, well, that's a difference.
And
that's
it's like,
different.
Wait a minute, I'm not waiting for you to order.
No, that's different. That's
to be fair, Parrish, you buy.
So that's what matters. Mark's here, all right.
If somebody walks
Mastros, hey, here's Mark.
If somebody walks into a dinner reservation 25 minutes late, and they look at me like, why did you order without me? I'm like, you're lucky I didn't already eat.
You're lucky I'm still here.
Don't be late.
Tonight on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, John Hamm, which is honestly not that big of a deal.
How disappointing for him.
John Hamm on tonight. No big deal.
I wonder if he'll mention us.
He was on with Daly and or was on with Buck and Michael Collins, and I was like, he's going to talk about me.
He did talk about you.
You thought about that?
No, he doesn't.
Can't be zero.
No. I just was watching
Zach, he said, hey, Daddy.
As we were doing radio, find a picture of himself following the Google Earth car, and he actually found it.
But
no way.
Yeah, he did.
I know.
Nobody cares at all, but he's pretty excited about it.
The edibles have kicked in for Zach.
tonight is the 42nd 42nd season finale of Survivor on CBS.
That's hard to believe.
42nd?
I really am. It's mind-boggling. That's a show that's on CBS. It's a national network that you've never seen.
I've seen Survivor.
I remember watching that show and at CCO, obviously, but I remember associating with being at the state fair because people would always kind of gather around the TV at the grandstand there. I'm going, this is how many years ago was that? 42?
No, it came out two seasons. It came out about 2000 or 2001.
Yeah, okay,
They do about two a year. 42nd season of Survivor.
Wow.
I still like the, what's it?
Naked and Afraid? Me too.
Yeah.
No,
Showgirls?
The race one.
The Amazing Race?
Survivor's way better. I know, but I think The Amazing Race is one of the most interesting shows to be involved with as far as being produced. If you were a photographer, a cameraman, whatever, that would be the show you want to be on.
Absolutely. Aerosmith had to cancel their June and July Las Vegas residency because Steven Tyler back in rehab.
Yeah, apparently after surgery got himself
painkillers.
I think I told you that story about me and Steven Tyler.
You did.
You were doing yoga. Whole town knows. You were in Hawaii. You're so rich.
No, it wasn't Hawaii. It was a Canyon Ranch.
You're so rich.
It's not rich at all.
I think my father's been there as well.
I know you want to do a birthday, but real quick, Perry.
Yes, sir.
It's tough, right? The painkillers, it's an easy way to fall back down the hole.
Those things are the devil. I mean, just... Well, just for instance, kind of what I'm going through with the, like, alcohol and everything, and I'm very fortunate. I'm good around that stuff. But I tell you what, man, I hear a pill bottle rattle of a prescription, and my brain goes,
"Really?
What's that? I'll take two."
Yeah,
they're the devil. They're awful. Yeah. They're the worst things. I mean, they work too damn well, and they go right in hand in hand. Everything else you talk about with addiction, they're awful.
Have you had the desire to get involved with a lot of sugar-related products since?
Oh, yeah.
I remember Don Shelby was very open about it when he went through treatment. He substituted it with, I mean, the guy would have, I don't know, it looked like a candy factory at his desk.
Oh, yeah. They only give you like half caffeinated coffee in rehab until like 8 in the morning. And you can get sugar packets during lunch when for your like tea, if you remember to get tea, and you'll get like 2 packets. They took the honey away right away because there was too many.
Really?
It was just because of the sugar, right?
I just beg you to not smoke.
Just please don't go home with a smoking addiction, which 99% of
people do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, no, it's,
appreciate
it's,
the insight.
Legit. Absolutely. No.
That's what you're going through. So important for all for everybody. Yeah, it's great.
I want the open book.
Yep.
Secrets suck.
Yeah.
Amen. You've helped a lot of people.
Thanks. You guys have helped me. A lot of people have helped me.
Are no fun. Secrets hurt someone.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Especially yourself. You're hiding those kind of secrets.
Actually, secrets kind of kick ass. You can use them as leverage.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Well, you are.
Well, I had a ton of them, so what do you got?
Yeah.
No,
I think everybody knows all yours.
I've milked all I can out of you, Parrish. Thank God, Jason. So.
Happy birthday.
Ooh.
Happy 15th birthday.
15th.
15th birthday, yep.
Okay. And when we know?
Well, I think you're very familiar with this. If you look at the top websites in the world, Reddit is number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart is number 9. Walmart.com okay. is number 9. Sandwiched right in between number 7 and number 9, it is the 15th birthday with over 1 billion visits a month.
iHeartRadio.
That's it. That's what
Happy
the meeting
was. Birthday to Pornhub.
Oh.
No.
May 25th, 2007.
What's Pornhub?
Yeah, good question. I have no idea where
now
you're referring
to. Now we're going to get all quiet again like we did with the strip club conversation.
Go to the strip clubs?
Right. What could you possibly mean?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Rosie.
No, I'm sorry. I thought growing up, and Laura Lambert knows this. I thought sneaking a peek at your dad's Playboy magazine on the top shelf of his was like the ultimate high for a young teenager.
Yeah, man. Pretty
Holy
good.
Hell.
Pretty good.
And I wish we had that sense of innocence a little bit more, that what kids have the ability to be exposed to, literally and physically. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm sounding old school. I'm sorry. I just don't. I think that would be.
So let me get this right. I'm not trying to speak for you. Let me just say this statement, and you tell me if this is correct or not. I'm going to just reword what you said. I'm paraphrasing.
Okay, I know you are.
It would make you happy if kids looked at porn.
If kids looked at porn? No.
I thought that's what you just said.
No, I said they looked at Playboy. Like,
well, that's pornography.
No, not at all.
So you were saying nothing would make you more happy.
Right. The kids have looking.
If we got rid of Pornhub and just went back to the old days where you said very young teens were looking at Playboys.
Well, I think there was innocence to it,
innocence.
I don't need to see all that when I'm 11.
Hey, hockey, did that, your dad have Playboy?
Right. I mean, come on.
Playboy was an appetizer in my house.
You had the Hustler dad.
Hockey's dad used Playboys as drink coasters.
Yeah, you have the Return to Innocence? That song absolutely wails.
Return to Innocence?
By Enya.
It sucks.
No, it does not.
Enya?
Who is it, Daddy?
What that is.
When Barbie Benton showed up on your doorstep.
Oh,
that was
This song wails. Oh, it's so good.
Enya? Is this Lion King?
No, this song wails. Just give it a listen.
Hey, somebody's saying hi. Can you say hi back to him?
Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
Parrish, you'll remember this song. Mate. You probably hate it, but it was a big song.
Why do you hate everything?
It does sound familiar.
It's great.
Love, emotion.
Listen. What are we doing?
My favorite.
It's so good.
What?
Has it lost you yet, Hawk?
No! I love this song!
I mean, it lost me.
I'm listening to KQ right now.
I'm not kidding you when I say this.
The best part of the song was the hi-yas.
I will listen to this today when I drive around at least 4 times. I'm not kidding.
There's no chance.
1,000,000%.
I will probably never listen to it again after this.
I'm hoping that's
the case. I love this song.
Yeah, the beginning sounds familiar, but this is
sounding less and less familiar.
Yeah.
Right here. This song wails. How can you not like this song?
The guy's making whale sounds, that's what you mean.
It's right behind Crash Test Dummies.
No, it's so good.
Right behind that.
It's in the movie with Chevy Chase and JTT, Man of the House.
I turned on the Power Trip Morning Show this morning because I thought maybe the guys would comment on the school shooting because it's a serious topic. But instead, they talked about Return to Innocence, and then Rosie basically was begging for kids to look at porn. It was a weird morning.
By the way, Abbott loves that song.
Abba?
Abba?
Oh, I thought you meant the band Abba. Because that would make sense.
That'll basically do it for headlines.
Well, that's plenty.
One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show with Mark Rosen and Mark Parrish after this on The Fan.
Hi. Final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show. On another very tough day.
Yeah.
Hey, Marky Mark Parrish.
Yes, brother.
Friday, initials right against Adam Thielen.
Yes, can't wait.
A week from Friday, Pittsburgh Penguins, Jason Zucker.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Damn it. Now I'm that instantly makes me nervous. Because now I know he's going to try and sneak a hockey one by me.
And
that usually gets into my head right around, I don't know, before the game starts.
Were you listening early when we were discussing that about 2-3 times a year you're a savant and just knock everything out of the park?
Yeah, just jumped in the car there.
Yeah, so it's either get 15 or zero.
Yeah, I am very hit or miss with a lot more weight on the miss part.
You were locked in on Friday, though, in Florida.
You were good.
It is funny, too, because when it happens, I totally second-guess myself. I'm like, no, there's no way I could come up with 4 in a row before anybody else has.
And then you did. Rosie, tomorrow you got program password.
I do. It's a big match. I forgot about it. I have to prep for. I'm not going to prep at all. I'm working with Common. So how do you prep? He'll probably be looking at emails and not even paying attention.
Sure.
But yeah, we face Justin Gard and the recently wedded. Is that the right word?
Huge mistake.
that he got married.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Josh Donaldson. I mean Doc Donaldson.
Yeah, I mean Justin's going to regret it too. They'll both regret it.
Wow, that's not encouraging.
Well, I'm just
I'm trying to facts of life.
Great show. Coin.
He'll be distracted. Common and I are looking to get off to a 19-0 start and then kind of just put the pedal down. So we want it to be over soon.
All right, good luck to you.
Well, good luck when you get to Charging Corey.
Yeah, it's over.
I know. I get it. Cow. I don't think we face them that. We would face I'm not suggesting we're going to win.
It sounds like
I think we face the top seed. I think we face the evil little bee and the lovely but emotional Marnie Gellner. Did I just say that? Oh, man, I'm going to be in trouble with both of them.
So, how did Rosie describe two women this morning? Evil and emotional.
Well, yeah. Marnie, I should say, let me rephrase that. She is fiery. She gets, she gets into these, that by initials.
Oh,
she gets
competitive. Wild, she's competitive.
Very competitive. That's a good thing.
Hey, Rozo.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I've ever asked you this.
Okay.
We talked yesterday to... On the After Party podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Audra Martin.
Thank you. I was testing you.
Yes.
We were talking about stalker situations.
Yeah.
You're a dude. Did you ever have a stalker, whether it be a man or a woman or somebody who just was out for a...
I had, this was before you didn't have a voice identification. I would have a guy who would say not so many nice things to me on the phone and hang up, of course. And I eventually had to report him to the authorities. I had a couple interesting email. I don't want to use the word stalkers because I didn't look at it that way. They would just say they were very forward thinking.
Hmm.
I'll leave it at that.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Couple women. Yeah, the couple women. Yeah, exactly. But that, I mean, not facing anything that, look it. I work with Pat Miles, Amelia. I mean, these wonderfully talented. Bright women, and I think a lot of women in that business face a lot because this is before even really social media was at its zenith, but I know they had to have security people escort them many times to their car because of just, the idea. Because you leave the building, it's 10:30, quarter 11 at night, and if someone's walking you to your car, in this case, we're down the Nicollet Mall, and this is before all this stuff. But yeah, I mean, yes, there were issues, and we always made sure, not just the high-profile women, but any woman in our newsroom that needed a walk to Orchestra Hall or the Hilton where they parked, make sure somebody accompanied them. Never, ever. I always mention it to the producers. Are you leaving right now? Okay, I'll walk with you over to your car. Yeah. So, I mean, just out of just common sense and common decency.
And
but,
Parrish,
they really faced it a lot.
Tip of the cap, because Audra said that you're always nice enough to walk her because she has to walk across the street, and sometimes she doesn't always feel safe. So she's like, Parrish is always willing to get me to my car.
Especially and where we worked down at the LaSalle building, the parking garage was across the street, too. Shady walk, luckily. Yeah. We park right in the building, which is a little... Much easier on the nerves, but yeah, for sure, it's a constant concern. Yeah.
What about you as a hockey player? Did you ever get some interesting ladies or gentlemen?
Both. Yeah. You get some interesting ones. Yeah. There's one of my favorites was up in Winnipeg after a game where a guy first asked for an autograph and then tried to sell us meth.
Oh,
what?
That was a quick turnaround.
Did you say hi to Zach?
It was a very quick turnaround.
Did he give you a deal because you were a hockey player, or did you have to pay full price?
No, luckily he gave us a little sample to try, so we just went back to the room and didn't sleep for a couple days on that.
That's
fair. Yeah, it was a long walk back to the hotel, though, because like, he stayed with us the whole time. We're like, all right, man, and like we're pretty forward. Like, when there's a group of us, we don't get intimidated or anything. We're like, all right, man, have a good night. And he just kept walking with us. Mm. Like, okay, man, you just tried to sell us meth after a game, man. Like, beat it.
Who's that game?
Kinda,
what team was
it? I don't remember, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Then, well, maybe meth would have helped. Yeah. Rosie, you mentioned Pat Miles. You mentioned Amelia Santinello.
Right.
These are obviously women that you work with and respect right. in the past. Right. Which is weird because my experience with a lot of my female coworkers here, I find them to be evil and emotional.
Huh.
You know?
Well, but Barb is evil.
Barb's evil?
She, very much so.
I'm afraid of her.
Why do you Everybody's, say that?
I live in fear.
I'm not afraid of her. She loves me.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, she likes me probably most of all.
Forgive me me so much
with
crap.
With all due respect,
I love Sasha, Little B.
You're not smart enough to know that she hates you.
That is correct. Yeah,
I've never really figured out when women hate me.
Yeah.
Normally it's
I said with all due respect.
Yeah, you did. No, you're right, Daddy. Now you're on my list.
Do what I do and just assume that they hate you.
Your wife hates you.
Exactly.
Hey, Rozo.
Yeah, Rozo.
Rozo Rams.
Did you ever like roller coasters?
I did for a while. I was talking with yesterday in my new apartment. No. No, I was getting you a story because I heard this. I thought somebody was like knocking at my door because Willow got like, "Hey, what's going on?" And as it turns out, there was a couple of window washers up high.
Forget it.
I went, no, thank you. But I used to go to the roller coasters. Yeah, I mean, Valley Fair with the kids and. Went on one in Tampa. What's the name of the amusement park down there?
Hockey. What's the name of the ride in Tampa?
Big Tease.
That's it. That's not
big,
it.
Big
it's called the Big Tease.
No, I did look at. I the last time I was a daredevil at like at the stage where I did the reverse bungee jump.
Yeah,
live
that's
on TV.
In a lot of states.
Live with Rebecca Coles, who was our meteorologist. And it was not.
Oh.
And I had to do the sportscast right after that. My stomach was doing topsy turvies for 10 minutes. I was not happy with that. The anxiety was awful.
Yeah.
Remember
Bush Gardens, Rosie.
Thank you. That was it.
What gardens?
Of course it was.
Bush Gardens. Bush Gardens.
Highly
remember when you and
publicized.
I went to Texas and rode the reverse cowgirl?
Yeah. Who won that?
God.
Everybody.
How many times did you guys ride the reverse cowgirl?
The reason I bring it up is because the world's steepest dive roller coaster is set to open at Six Flags Fiesta, Texas next month. Park visitors will be able to ride Dr. Diabolical's Cliffhanger starting in June. Three 21-passenger trains will lift riders 150 feet in the air before dropping them at a 95-degree angle.
Have fun.
At 60 miles per hour.
Mm. That's a huge bitch!
Right.
Mm. 95.
Sauce.
That's sauce.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's
explain what that means.
Explains what means.
Exactly. If that roller coaster drops at a 95-degree angle, what does that mean?
It means that it drops at almost, it almost drops completely straight down.
No, you're right.
I took algebra twice in high school.
Let me ask this then. What is the difference between an 85-degree angle and a 95-degree angle?
It's simple, Corey. 10 degrees.
No, but I'm saying in terms
he's right about that.
It drops.
I don't know. I didn't. Well, A, I wasn't listening. And B, I don't know math and science and angles and speed and distance and that.
Geometry. 60 miles per hour top speed. That's flying, man.
What's the answer? Fast. What's the answer you're looking for?
I just wanted to hear you explain it.
Oh, Zach, are you going to post this? Zach's got a video that he's going to post of the Dr. Diabolical's cliffhanger. I have never liked roller coasters.
Oh, the kids were just talking about the rock and roller coaster at Disney World or Universal Studios.
Yeah,
I love that one, but I get to be my own DJ. I get to pick
the
song
around that gets me. It's not the roller coaster.
Right,
the spinning. Down. It's
the upside
spinning.
Down.
Yeah, that gets me. That gets the brain cooking.
Yeah.
Barb is in the upside down.
Oh, boy. Why?
She's the sweetest person on the planet.
No,
Barb?
No, he's talking about a different Barb from
Stranger
Things.
Oh. The name Barb.
I'm going to get out of the building right
Sons
now.
Sons of Anarchy.
Ladies and gentlemen, a Twins game today. Come on by. I'll make you a drink, and then we'll be all up bike as well.
Play.
If it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
I hope they play, too.
We're back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9. Parish will see you Friday for initials, along with Adam Thielen.
Good guys!
Good guys!
90 Noon is next on The Fan.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.